it and we'll do it live.
It's Friday. Do you know where your IT guys are? We don't. It's Patch and Switch. And now, two guys who couldn't make it as testers for electronic paper towel dispensers. Here they are with today, with extra MVP-ness, Patch and Switch.
I was about to say, couldn't make it as show announcers today. What's it? Yeah. You're only having half a cup of coffee today there, Switch?
There's two here.
He's double-fisting his coffees.
I am. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. I think that we recently had a new upgrade in camera capabilities, though.
Yes.
As I walked in this morning to our secret bunker, as the first one on site, I will have to say.
Okay.
I realized that the ops team broke a dongle for one of our cameras.
Broke a dongle.
So I had to very quickly improvise a solution, which I seem to think it worked, but now I feel like I'm in a dark corner somewhere. I get to have a special cameo shot. Look at me here for a second. Switch to me. Come on, switch to me. There we go. I got a special camera shot, so I look, great, nice. But I feel like I'm in a dark corner.
You are in a dark corner.
So it's going to be a good time. But who do we have here in the studio with us today?
We have Andy Sandwich.
Andy Sandwich? I was going to say Ancestorize.
We'll just go with Andy Sandwich. That seems to work better.
Okay.
Yeah. It's really Sirwich, but, Sandwich is easy to remember.
Sirwich.
Yep.
Sirwich.
Sure.
Is it Sir?
It's just Sirwich.
Sirwich.
Doesn't sound anything like it's spelled.
Okay.
So we'll just go with Sandwich.
It's good to
I like
see you,
that.
Man.
Yeah, you too.
It's good to see you. Yeah. It's nice to see you. We like to occasionally bring people from the chat room here to Seattle, all expenses paid, to be able to sit here with us for
wait
this
a minute.
One-hour
Hang on.
Show.
Hang on. We're not covering his expenses.
Oh, wait. You're not, no?
No.
No.
You're not supposed to say that till after the show. Then they're not going to leave on us, right?
Oh, my bad.
No, actually, you were here for the recent MVP summit, I do believe.
I was, yeah, yep.
It's all wrapped up. You're not playing hooky in any sessions today, are you?
No. My group is all wrapped up, so.
Okay, yep. Very good. And then I suppose you're going to be sharing all the lovely NDA stuff that you learned about this week with us during the show, you're not?
What stuff? They didn't tell us anything this week.
That was not, the agreement was he was going to share everything.
I know. So what the heck is he here for if he's not going to tell us any NDA stuff?
I don't know anything.
Okay, this is awkward now.
Yeah.
This is awkward.
We call security?
They don't come in here
they're
anymore.
They're afraid
watching.
To come in this room?
they don't know this room still exists.
Oh, they don't
yet.
Know.
They do. The security camera. Remember, we stole
okay.
the feed.
Okay, the security camera feed. We have hacked into the security cam, so yeah. That could be it, too. Anyway, it's great to have you here today, Andy.
Yeah, happy to be here.
But it says Andrew.
Yeah, only my mother calls me Andrew, and it usually means I'm in big trouble. So.
Okay. It's the same as me when my wife calls me Richard. Richard? Yeah, so Andy. Good to see you, man.
Yep.
We've got people in the chat room.
Yes, we do, actually. We did, you asked me, did you promote this thing today? I'm like, what? Yeah, I tweeted this morning.
Okay,
what else?
That's good.
I think most of our audience is probably in transit back from MVP Summit, so we're going to have a large number of replays as opposed to live visitors, I think.
Well, and I think anybody from MVP Summit who's actually joined us is probably hungover.
Could be.
We've got Ledwig, who was joined us as well as One Wise Geek. Kelvin Hoyle, I believe, is Kelvin new to the show?
He's a Canuck from up north, apparently.
Is this his first visit? I think it's his first visit to the chat room, so welcome. CG Footman, of course, Andy Sandwich is here with us. Vizio MVP, Fry Status Meat.
Ooh, that's a new one.
Yeah, that's a new one.
Nice to see you there, Fry Status.
Tom Kupka. Hello, Tom Kupka. And Sposito, who said, Joey rocking a Movember. That is not the case. I have had this goatee for a long time. Story around that, but let me first say hello to AZ Growler Guy and, of course, Audio Guy J-Shock. All right. Story about the Movember thing.
Yes.
Was at our all-hands meeting a couple of weeks ago.
Before Movember started.
So this is not Movember. I have had this goatee for a very long time.
I've seen you without the goatee before, and
I
appreciate you having the goatee. It looks better.
We've overloaded the chat room.
Whoops.
The chat room has tilted over.
I see our Linux platform is sustaining itself quite well.
It's because they're not using the new Red Hat.
Temporarily overloaded.
All right. So I was in the all hands meeting, and was sitting in front of Golnaz, our fabulous producer for some of the other Channel 9 stuff that we do.
Correct.
And Golnaz is like, oh, you've grown a goatee. And to this, I just kind of, I went, that's a funny joke. And Jay Shock's about to fall over
See, please do not snort into the microphone. That is a pop screen that helps you with the air. It doesn't help with snorts and other bodily noises.
So I thought she was joking. And I'm like, haha, the good one, Naz. And she's like, no, seriously. And I said, I have had this goatee for years. How many hours of footage has
have you looked at your face?
Has she not only shot, but also edited?
Yeah.
And she's like, no, no way, no way. So she goes back onto the Channel 9 archives, pulls up a video from like 2 years ago, and she's like, oh my God, I've never noticed this.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Yeah, we've got also another new guy, newbie in the room.
Neighborhood Geek?
No,
I think I've seen him before.
Oh my gosh.
Is the chat room
Tiago
working again?
Tiago Costopt.
Oh, nice.
I probably slaughtered the name, but that's okay, because just ask Andy, because he told me how to pronounce his last name 18 times this week.
Yeah, Andy
Still
Sandwich.
Call him Andy Sandwich.
Yeah, Sandwich works. Is easier. Yeah,
that works. My goodness, man. My goodness.
Yeah, so I found that rather amusing.
So I am not participating in Movember. I felt like I did not want to try to imitate Tom Selleck. I cannot pull off the Tom Selleck magical whiskers this year. So instead, I will be making a donation. And my wife appreciates that. I, you know, occasionally do like to get the odd kiss once or twice. She's not into having facial hair.
No?
She doesn't like it. No. No good. So.
Big Bork Bork to Frederick.
Oh, nice.
Frederick's joined us. So Bork Bork, sir. Also, neighbor geek. I think you did mention. I am having a hard time even talking.
Stop. Have a drink of coffee.
Okay, hang on.
Or coffee.
I'll make sure you do that.
Take two.
I just touched your touch screen, though. I think I might have screwed something up.
Yeah, you closed the entire chat room on me.
Oops, sorry. This is quite the day today.
You know what?
We're
it's
looking
just
very
another
Friday. We're looking very professional in front of Andy here. That's all.
Exactly. But neighbor geek, welcome to the chat room. So,
my goodness.
Big show today.
It is.
Extra MVP-ness with Andy Sandwich here and all the MVPs that are in the chat room. We had a debate amongst ourselves as the week progressed as to whether or not we were going to bring in a special MVP guest. And then it was, who would we bring in?
And when they declined, we asked Andy.
Yes.
There it is. There it is. The truth comes out.
Yes.
I get a message yesterday from Patch here, and he texts me. He's like, "Hey, how about we invite so and so and so and so?" I says, "I was having beers with Andy, and I already invited him."
I'm glad that you take our collaborative work so seriously to actually see what the other person says. I'll make an executive decision. Andy's coming.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I hadn't heard from you, and this is a rare thing this week at MVP Summit.
It's been busy.
Normally, the two of us are always out and about hanging about the MVPs. That you had man flu,
yes,
over the weekend,
yes.
So you did
stretched into Monday, Tuesday ish too,
right? So you didn't do Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then Wednesday was the night that I figured I should probably go hang out with the family for once this week.
Yep.
Given that I also have a bunch of stuff next week, and so I stayed back on Wednesday. You in turn went to the big meet and greet at
you
the Commons.
It.
And then last night you had lacrosse or something.
I had lacrosse stuff going on last night.
And you missed beer.
I'm still regretting that because I haven't had a chance to try the winter ale yet from the BBC. And so I need to find a report on that when they're doing our segment.
I can actually give a report
me in on that
one
there. I appreciate it.
Those of you who are active listeners of the show, who continually bless us with your presence.
All
listen
four
to
of
us
you.
On the repeats.
All four of you.
Know that this show has four segments. The first segment, of course, is from the trenches, where we talk about things that we're doing, or in this case, not doing, about work. Mm. At work. Have you done anything? Well, no, you've had man flu.
I've had man flu, but I've had to work.
Oh?
So I was actually recording a large amount, as in 12 different screencast videos on technical content that I had created for the guys in the field to go off and deliver for Azure stuff.
Oh, yeah?
And so I was doing a new-ish approach of doing some trainer readiness to teach them about, you know, the messaging, the stories, and the things that I talk about during the five modules that I created over the course of a day and a half that they would possibly deliver. And also recording, not the demos, but like a walkthrough of watch out for this and careful for that and things like that for the other one. So I was doing voiceover work, and nothing says fun like trying to do voiceover work and talking and doing technical demos while you're, like you are, coughing and sniffling. And
suffering from man flu.
It took me more time to edit those out because I didn't want to have this large, like, inside the recording or something like that. As you're sitting there with headphones on listening about learning how ARM templates work and how to use Git. Basically, yes. So I've been rather busy with that of late. But now I'm done with that, and now I'm actually focusing today on ensuring that all my demos are top-notch for four sessions that I'm speaking at TechEd. That's $5 in a jar. at Ignite Australia coming up next week.
Oh, you're going down under
there by there, eh?
Yeah, you're going to have a Vegemite sandwich while you're there?
A Vegemite, you know, I'll go 500 miles.
Yeah.
And I'll go 500 more to be able to get to it.
They're Scottish.
Are they Scottish?
Yes.
I thought they were Australian.
No.
No. Well, that's a heartbreaker.
Wow.
Darn.
Big shout to the man J Flow, who's joined us, a.k.a. Buckeye Guy Joe. They are Scottish.
Okay.
Australian bands, INXS.
I know that one.
Midnight Oil.
Yes.
Kylie Minogue.
Don't know that one. Don't know Kylie Minogue. What's that like modern hipster chick that's she's on pop radio? Is she Australian?
the one girl who does that song.
Right, exactly. It's not Nicki Minaj.
It kind of goes la la la.
Who is the
that one?
Who this like,
I really don't know who.
Some Australian chick. She was popular like a year and a half ago on the radio.
Okay.
I don't know. She's like Christina Aguilera or someone.
No, she's Christina Aguilera. It's not Australian.
Ariana Grande?
No, Ariana Grande?
Ariana Grande, she's straight up. No, she's
American. American. I don't know what to see. This is why I listen to old-fashioned jazz and classics, because I have no clue what my youngin' kids are listening to on the radio.
Those damn kids, get off my lawn!
So, I don't know. The good thing is, though, I have been asked to form a band for Band Jam. So if any Australian listeners are listening, I am looking for a guitarist, a vocalist, and a bassist, and a keyboardist, because all I can play is a chicken shaker. So please sign up on MSAU Ignite hashtag to say that you'll want to play in some kind of band, because I could use some other people.
All expenses paid?
if you, sir, can play the guitar... You can sit inside my luggage on the way down if you want. We'll get a steamer trunk you can fit in.
Oh, there we go. All right.
But don't we... Whoa, what's going on there?
I didn't touch anything. I just took a cup of coffee.
It's me.
Not mine.
It's me.
Not mine.
What
about you, sir? Have you been doing any work at all?
Yes.
What have you been doing all week?
I have
been... Besides socializing, which is tough.
Well, it's part of the job.
It is rough to do that. People don't understand that.
Yes. You know, this week has been... I don't know how much I can talk, but more planning for the next phase of
is that code word for stuff that you can't talk about?
Yes. Well, no, but we have entered planning phase of
next phase of stuff. Next semester of stuff for Azure coming up.
Yep, all sorts of cool technologies, and I've been learning about Azure Stack.
Oh yeah,
and Linux.
Nice.
I've been teaching myself some Linux.
On the Linux size.
Yes.
Nice.
And still sometimes get caught up when I'm typing in some of the commands and practicing and getting my learning on. I tend to go back to old VAX VMS commands that are stuck in my head for some unknown reason. Those don't work. Those have been deprecated, so you know.
What distro are you working with?
I'm using CentOS right now, but given the announcement that we made on Tuesday morning, was it Wednesday morning?
Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning. With Red Hat coming to the Azures, I will be changing over. Now, of course, they're both Fedora distros. Mm-hmm. So I figured I'd stay with the Fedora, start with CentOS and then, or CentOS or however you want to call it, and then move over to the Red Hats when those become available.
We need a cough button.
Those VMs. I normally have access to the cough button over here.
Yeah, it's all right. I'll just turn.
Yeah,
appreciate that. Jay Shock, who just does it right inside the microphone. So definitely very cool, man, for the CentOS and also for the announcement for Red Hat. For
yeah,
sure.
That was pretty sweet. Yeah. That was pretty sweet.
I can say my claim to fame was I was in the room when a particular person that I know got off the phone and was very excited when that was announced.
Okay.
I was in the room for that.
Oh, yeah?
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like late at night. We were filming Tuesdays with Corey.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And then he's like, I got to go.
I got to go.
I'm like, okay, I'll wait here for you. Because I'm just, you know, I'm about six layers down in seniority for anything to do with that. And it was a very cool time when that happened.
It looks like we've got a lot of job conversations happening in the chat room. And
what?
And just for the sake of our listeners, I'm not going to call out each individual who's talking about it in case their management is listening.
Nice.
But, yeah.
Fair Britt just joined it, too.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Fair Britt's joined us. Welcome, Fair Britt.
Now we have to ask
Essex
Andy,
girl,
but like,
color Essex
so
girl.
Why don't you let people know who don't know the Andy? What do you do for a day job, man?
Andy Sandwich.
Yes. Well, up until about 4 weeks ago, I actually worked for a service provider out of the Michigan area.
Michigan, is it Detroit?
Grand Rapids, which is the next largest city, other side of the state.
Yeah, all I know about Michigan is Detroit.
Yeah, our two claims to fame are snow.
Nice.
And
being the neighbor of Windsor.
Correct. Yeah, there we go. So, but now, actually, as of. Yeah, we won't talk about the Lions.
Nice.
That'd be too painful.
They have a football team?
Yes.
The Detroit Lions?
Well, they have a team. I'm not sure they have much leadership anymore.
Oh, okay.
After yesterday.
GM fired.
Uh-oh. Yeah. But as of 4 weeks ago, I started working as a tech evangelist for Altair Software.
Altero.
Yeah.
I know those guys.
Yeah, they make a backup application.
I have a funny story about that.
I think I know the story you're talking about.
Why don't you share the story?
So,
is this kind of work-related? A little bit, yeah.
So Rick, Aiden Finn, and myself were giving a podcast.
It's a webcast.
It was
live streamed.
It was, exactly.
Man.
And, well, how do I put it? The gremlins tried to kill us.
I think more likely killed you.
Yeah, that was pretty much the case. So
did you feed them after dark?
I don't know, something. So
did you
anyway.
Let Rick touch something?
Well, if he did it from across the country, you know, maybe that was the problem. I got hit by Clawsnet. So
nice.
No, what happened was
that's like Stuxnet, isn't it?
Stuxnet, yes. Right?
Clawsnet.
So what happened is we're sitting there doing the podcast and my
live webcast stream,
and we had like 700 people in the room,
that
if I remember
crazy.
Correctly. So it was a good podcast. So anyway, my job was kind of act as
live
the
webcast.
Live webcast, yes, was to do facilitating. Yeah. I was supposed to introduce the topic, introduce you guys, kind of do some Q&A. And about halfway through the podcast, I start noticing some connectivity issues. And I'm like, okay, that's not good. And thankfully, I wasn't talking at the time. So I was waiting, you know, I was letting you guys do your thing. So I started doing some troubleshooting and I start running some pings and some ping plotters. And I'm getting like 2,000-3,000 MS latency. I'm like, oh God. So I'm sprinting around my house while you guys are talking. I'm pulling cables on my servers downstairs. I'm unplugging the Xbox. I'm unplugging all the streaming devices.
What is happening?
What's going on? I run back upstairs. It's not fixed. Yeah. What do I do? You know? Okay, so I start logging to my router, do some quick stuff. I actually even did a quick reboot of the router.
None of us had any idea this was going
on.
No,
exactly. You guys are still doing your thing. And so I'm like, okay, well, I get on my phone. I start getting on my provider's website. We are experiencing technical difficulties in your area right now.
Oh. So from our end, we have Aiden in Ireland, Rick in Redmond. So like extreme opposites of the world.
Oh,
you're in the center. And then all of a sudden, literally, Andy just disappears. And he's the host of the show.
Exactly.
And like we had half an hour of stuff to finish off and a talk. And I noticed that he's gone. And I'm like, I've got like a background IM chat with Aiden. I'm like, I think he's gone.
Yep.
And so literally, I just had to step up and like pretend I was the host.
Yep.
All of a sudden.
Oh, you did a good job. I heard the recording later, but literally the last thing I heard, I could still hear you guys, but obviously you couldn't hear me. But the last thing I hear Rick say is, internet issue. And that was it. I went dark.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Exactly. Yeah, that was a good time.
But we managed to wrap up the webcast about new features and Hyper-V or something like that. I forget what it was. And then backup capabilities.
Yep.
And then it's like, then we have to take Q&A. It's like, Well, Andy's not here, so okay. So we have a question here about blah blah. Well, I think we're done now. Well, thank you very much for joining us.
It's a good thing that you've done these live broadcasts before, right?
Yeah, screw it, we're going live.
Going live.
We're doing it live.
So at some point, I'm going to have to get, redundant internet connections at my house.
So. You need to talk to Rich Campbell.
Richard Campbell.
He
has two business class independent service providers that go into his house.
Three.
I thought third was a backup of the third.
I thought he had three.
Well, either way, he's got a server room of stuff, and he has three different internet redundant internet providers that come in and provide services to his house. It's insane.
I'll have to think about doing that because, I'll be doing some more of those webcasts, and God forbid I run into that issue again.
Yeah. Kind of crazy.
Big welcome to Veronica, who's joined us.
Look at that.
She could not join us live today.
No?
We did ask.
I was going to say, we should have her as a guest sometime.
Yeah, we did ask. She does have a meeting immediately following.
We could also do... You could also bring in, what's his name?
What's his name?
That guy? The guy who does the thing.
The licensing guy.
Wes. So funny thing.
We should bring Wes in sometime.
Last night, I actually invited Wes to join us in a fortnight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very nice. I won't be here for that one.
You won't.
I could do it from Australia, but it'd be like 2 a.m. or something like that.
That's all right. You'll be awake.
Skypes me in. I could appear on the big TV behind you.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll
nice.
Do
it that way.
All right. Nice. Yeah, we'll do it.
Looking forward to it. I mean, licensing?
Sure.
Stunningly gripping topic.
Actually,
somehow
last
he's
night,
able to have.
We talked quite a bit about licensing, didn't we?
We did, and we had a lot of laughs, and it was a good time.
Nice.
Absolutely.
I don't know how. He does like a boot camp of like a week long discussion around licensing. That just has to say something about the complexity of licensing at Microsoft.
Yes. I'm not commenting. Andy, what is it that you have your MVP in?
Hyper-V.
Oh, he's a virtualization guy.
He's not really here, actually.
Oh, it's virtual?
He's virtual Andy.
Virtual Andy sandwich?
You got it, yes.
Oh.
He's in multiple places. His host is back in his hotel room sleeping.
That's right exactly. That'd be really useful if you could do that for real.
Oh, man. It would be awesome if you could do that.
We never see you live. We'd always have virtual claws.
Virtual claws here and there.
And then you had snapshots for any mistakes you made.
My snapshot would be over capacity.
Yeah, exactly.
All of a sudden, this coffee goes, no, don't worry. Here we go. I'm back again.
Yep.
That could work.
Adam Baum has joined us in the chat room. Hello, sir.
Look at that.
Actually got to hang out with Adam Baum
recently?
Last Sunday.
Oh, yeah?
Watched some football together.
That's because you're going to your new location downtown, eh?
I am, yes. For those of you who know the Bellevue area, the Rock Bottom in Bellevue is actually closed now. It actually closed last week.
And if you want to
just
stock...
Just in time for MVP Summit, which is kind of caught a lot of people off guard.
If you wanted to stock Mr. Snow here, just find a sports bar in downtown Seattle, and that's where he'll be every Sunday.
Look for the guy in the Texans gear. Yeah. Andy, so you know, I do actually wear other clothes other than Texans
gear. Yeah, I see that. I see that. Every time I've seen Joey actually in person, he always has some sort of Texans gear on.
Of course,
yes. Yeah. But it is the bye week, so I went with the bye week mouse. So hung out with Mr. Baum.
Yep.
Funny story. We were sitting there, and occasionally the two of us get a little sarcastic. I know, shocker, right?
Really?
And I mentioned, I said, "Hey, that J.J. Watt guy's pretty good. He's got a personality. Maybe he should do some endorsements." And one of the bar staff had overheard us talking about this. And he's like, "Hey, have you seen his commercial?" And he's done these TV shows. He's been on The League and all these things. And Adam and I are just sitting there with these looks on our faces like we've never seen this before. Even though, both of us have definitely seen them all. And then, of course, I showed him one of my favorite memes. It's that moment when your sarcasm is so strong, everybody else looks at you like you're an idiot. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
That was always good. Have you done anything? Obviously, this week you've been doing things that we can't talk about. But what about from the trenches in your day job over the last couple of weeks?
Well, big thing I did after starting the new job was set up a new lab at home. So a lot of time spent just setting up a new lab at home for demos and presentations.
What is your hardware of choice for your lab?
Hardware of choice. I wanted to look for something that was already pre-built, but I couldn't find a server that I really liked.
So you've got a Galaxy class four compute node Azure rack system inside of your house.
I wish.
No, it's actually out back in the container.
Oh, nice.
Right? Yeah, there we go. A couple of white boxes. I went with some Supermicro motherboards, mainly because they have quad port NICs built into the motherboard.
Yep.
A couple of nice.
Are they 1 gig or 10 gig or RDMA enabled?
They're 1 gig. I wish I could have sprung for the RDMA enabled NICs.
Come on.
Maybe for Christmas if I'm really good. You know?
Santa will bring you something.
Exactly.
If you're a good boy, right?
Exactly. If I ask hard enough and tell them I really want to test out RDMA enabled workloads, you know. Yeah.
Dear Sandwich, you've been very good this year. Here's your RDMA NICs.
There we go. Nice. So, went with a couple of nice Xeon 1.8 gigahertz processors, but they're 8-core. I built them specifically for low power and low noise. I used to run a couple of HP DL380s in the basement, and it sounded like a jet engine.
Nice.
And, you know.
That's like our TriCaster sounds right in this room.
Right, there we go.
Nice.
I didn't want to incur the wrath of the wife any longer, so, you know, I figured low noise was probably a smart thing.
Nice.
So, yeah, I spent a lot of the time last couple of weeks getting that set up and ready to roll.
Very cool, man. I'm looking over here at the camera guy, audio guy. Do you have the right camera angle on, man?
Yeah.
Is it?
He does.
I thought the left-hand side was the one that's live.
No, it's the one that with the red that says.
What's the one on the left hand? That's preview.
Yeah.
That's preview. Oh. So I can preview it. So
nice. So
I can look at that and then I can actually.
Oh, security cam.
See, one of these days I should learn how to run that thing.
Yeah.
Just in case, like, J-Shock isn't around.
It's like in Hawaii.
In Hawaii.
Hey, I ran the whole freaking studio.
Yes, I know.
Yes,
you keep reminding us.
And it worked.
OS, you're running 2012 R2?
2012 R2 right now.
You got some 2016 in there you're testing now?
I do have some 2016 tests in there. Absolutely.
Nice. So what is your thought on containers?
Well, you know.
Stuff that you know, not the stuff that you learned this week.
Right, the stuff I can't talk about, right? I think containers are really cool.
What's in it for the IT pro guy?
I think that remains to be seen.
So all the hubbub about containers...
There's definitely
be aware of it from an IT pro guy's perspective,
but
from a dev guy, it's probably more interesting for them or what?
Correct. Yeah, I would say that's probably spot on because, I mean, the IT pro guy needs to be aware of them, mm-hmm. like you said. But as for what the actual workloads going inside of a container are going to be, it's going to be interesting to see. I think they work really well for stateless workloads. I've seen a lot of people spin up some Minecraft servers inside of containers.
Yeah, of course. It's a good traditional demo, I think.
Yeah,
traditional
absolutely. Demo. Absolutely. So... I have a great tester in my house by my son, my 6-year-old son.
Nice.
Hey, son, I just threw up a Minecraft server in the container. Test it out for me, please. You know
they actually have an image in the gallery that's a Minecraft server.
They do.
Now.
They do.
That was awesome.
On Azure?
Yeah.
Or in the container side?
No, on Azure.
Yeah, that's Guy Bowerman's image.
Yeah.
He's automated it too, eh?
Yeah.
He's put in like Linux bash scripts at the end to be able to go off and configure it and sort of stuff.
Yeah.
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 It's impressive. I mean, you just go because I went to build my Linux VM to do my learning.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's Minecraft server right here, right in the gallery. This is awesome. Yeah. A conversation that we started into last night, and I was going to continue to have said conversation last night. And then I thought, you know what? I'll wait until the show.
Sure.
We talked a little bit about Azure Stack, and as I mentioned earlier in the show, it's something I'm working on. And you mentioned to me that around your community and around the people that you talk to, there is a deep divide amongst Azure Stack. There is the guys who love it and the guys that hate it.
Yeah, I haven't really seen people in the middle. They're like, yeah, maybe I'll try it. I think what it comes down to is people are still afraid of the cloud, even if it's that same cloud technology on their own premise. I think it's because a lot of IT
premises,
yes. Proper English, right?
It's funny how we both did that, right?
Yeah. Only because we get that all the time.
Right, right.
Just look at our evals.
It's official. You can say on-prem.
On-prem.
That's
the,
so that's the abbreviation. That's the abbreviation.
Yeah. Just okay. Not on-premise. On-prem. Gotcha.
On-premise of offending people, you should not be talking about on-prem.
Right.
I messed that up.
In all due respect, quit being an idiot. No, just kidding.
You got it.
So a
polarizing issue.
Right, right.
And it's just the stack. And the funny thing is, we haven't even released it yet.
Exactly.
We're just talking about what it is.
It's all hearsay at this point, you know? But I think what it comes down to is we've got a lot of guys in the industry that have been tenured, have been around for a long time. They're used to you know, having their DCs here, their file servers here. They're used to working with the technology that they've worked with for the last 15 years, and this is shaking things up, you know. But, you know, what I always say is embrace the change, man. If you don't like change, you're in the wrong industry, right?
Oh, totally.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So. From a virtualization guy perspective, when you start looking at the concept around Azure Stack and basically pulling back and abstracting compute, storage, and networking from all of this, you know, hardware that you have in there, do you think part of it is like maybe a threat to that? Because you deal with a lot of virtualization guys and they're like, yeah, but it's like, that's not our world. Even though virtualization kind of at its core really does that abstraction. I think Azure Stack is taking it one step further. But do you think, is that kind of the threat there, or is it still, it's that cloud kind of thing?
That could be part of the threat, I would say. Because I think with virtualization, most guys that would consider themselves virtualization admins, they're really infrastructure admins. It's not just all about the hypervisor, right? Those guys are managing storage, they're managing network, they're managing the whole thing. And to me, Azure Stack is going to kind of hopefully make that easier, you know? Like you said, abstracting it. Yeah. And I see this especially as a big play for service providers, you know, people that want to provide IaaS to their customers. It's going to enable that type of model really easily. So.
Yeah. And I mean, I've been a proponent, and I've said this several times in our presentations and probably here on the show, the way I look at cloud is cloud's a how, it's not where.
Exactly.
It's just another method of deploying. And you know, one of the advantages is if you've got public cloud providers that your company wants to use, but you've got locations in the world where you can't leverage them.
Exactly, right.
Because government regulations, but you still want to use said technologies to manage your infrastructure. Right, deploy those applications and have them running. It's just another way of doing it.
Well, I think it's helping us get closer to that whole idea of true hybrid cloud as well, you know?
Sure, absolutely.
Any workload, anywhere, anytime.
You have a connection up to Azure?
Oh, yeah. I've got workloads in Azure.
And are you connecting your on-premises infrastructure back up through VPN?
Yep.
And you running that using a Cisco device? Are you using Juniper? Are you using Windows Server? How are you connecting?
I'm actually using Windows Server for that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That was one of the when that was first announced. That was one of the first demos that we actually did. And we originally planned to do the demo of the hybrid connectivity using the Cisco device that I had here in the office.
Yep.
And unfortunately, I think I was modifying some things and forgot to do the save, and it restarted. And
I think it's committing the running to disk or something like that in the iOS. What was it? The running state versus the save state.
Yeah, save right. Running config to, or save active config to the startup config, or running config to startup config.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been so. This is go. Oh, I start shaking and want to go into a corner and no nice. Place like home. There's no place like home.
Nice.
All right. So we spent half the show just talking about from the trenches and Rick coughing.
I'm sorry, man. I'm all out of coffee. I got no other.
Tis the season. Tis the season.
Tail end of the man flu.
Yes, tail end of the man flu. Second segment of the show talks about beer money. And beer money is, of course, technical support for your friends, families, friends, cousins, aunts, and uncles. And your cousin's aunt's uncle. Have you done any beer money support? I can tell you I have not had to do any beer money support the last fortnight.
I've been approached by friends with regards to what type of machine they should buy.
And
it's
this
your,
is
it's
a
your
common,
typical number one common thing that you know.
Yeah,
number one thing is, can you fix my computer because it's slow?
Yeah.
The second thing is I'm thinking about buying a computer. And that conversation is always kind of annoyingly difficult to handle because it's like, well, what do you want to do with it? And how do you want to use it? And what's important to you? And it's like, literally, I could record all the same questions and just give them, here's a link to a survey. Can you fill this out, please? And then I'll come and help you afterwards. I should probably do that.
Build a Survey Monkey or something?
Yeah, Survey Monkey and say, you know, here's beer money, laptop requests.
You should share that survey with the show so we can all use it. Yeah.
The Patch and Switch beer money laptop spec machine.
You know what? I think we have to do this.
We just lost our monitor here. Yeah. Oh, there it is.
It's actually called Screensaver. A ticketing system.
A ticketing system. Oh, there we go.
No.
We need to open up the Patch and Switch universal ticketing system.
No.
Beer money. Because
then,
nice.
Then people are going to just put in tickets. Can you fix the Patch and Switch show? It's extremely broken.
Yes.
It's a feature, not a bug.
It's a feature. It was by design. It's by spec. So one of the things that came up was, my typical thing is like, okay, well, what is your budget? How much money you got to play with? And then we'll talk about what kind of things you want to do with it. So that always comes into play. But I did realize that there's actually currently a trade-in program, as an example, for SurFi. If you have an older SurFi, you can trade it in at the Microsoft Store and get a credit towards the purchase of a new Surface device.
Surface Pro 4, yep.
Or just a credit.
And minimum of $100. Now, you do have to do this online, so you can't just walk into the store and do it. You have to do it online. And you fill out a form, you send them their device, they send you the $100 coupon that you can then use toward the purchase of a Surface Pro 4.
Correct. A coupon.
Yes.
A coupon. You have to clip it out of the newspaper and then bring it to the store.
No, it's a promo code. This is 2015.
You get one per person. But anyway, so I was helping her out, and she was she's actually thinking about going with her concern with the Surface Pro is the size of the screen. That actually comes up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because you obviously lose the portability. I mean, I like this svelte, nice-looking ultrabook style because I carry it around. It needs to be portable, but a big enough screen. But even I find, like, even with the Surface, like this guy right here, doing demos on this is tough. It can be a painful thing, and I'm going to be going off to Australia, and I'm now faced with this issue of what machine do I bring with me as my demo box.
So the hardest time I've ever had doing a demo is when I went in and did a keynote for an event and did a Windows 10 demo, and they had one of those standard kind of lecterns, right? The old school brown wooden lectern that's
at an angle automatically.
This wide, right?
No room for a mouse.
No room for a mouse and no room for the Surface and the keyboard, and I have to type, right? So the thing is like literally almost about to fall off. We, you know, duct taped the thing.
So it came back down to the thing that I'm actually finding myself doing more of. It's like she's here in town. So I'm like, just go to the Microsoft store. And if you want, I'll come with you on a Saturday. Buy me a coffee and we'll go look around if you don't want to talk to one of the Skittles. And you can talk to the Skittle instead and just have them go and kind of walk
Skittles are the staff at the Microsoft store because they wear the colored shirts.
Yeah, sorry.
Just so you don't know. Just in case you don't.
It makes sense now. I'm like, Skittles? I'm like, what's he talking about?
Marshawn Lynch, Skittles, you know, same thing. Yeah, so.
Yeah. AZ Growler Guy says he got invited over to his brother-in-law's house for dinner only to find out that he needed three PCs looked at. Beer money became dinner.
Oh, I know. I'm anticipating there'll be a big advent of beer money activities taking place in the mid-November time frame in the United States.
Yes. Yeah. Sounds about right.
Yeah, and again in December.
You know, the great thing for me, I don't have to do that on my trip to New York because it's all Apple products at my sister's house. And I'm like, I don't know.
Nice. I don't know how they work.
That's a smart move, actually. Nice.
Yeah, the only thing in the house that I have to really look at is the Xbox One.
Okay, well, you know, that's kind of fun. Thank you for reminding me that. Okay. How about yourself? You know, can Joey Joey over here said he didn't have to do any beer money in the last little while.
Nope.
What about yourself, man? Any beer money activities? Do you have to do beer money support while you're here on campus for MVPs?
Do MVPs have
beer money issues?
No, they seem to be able to take care of themselves pretty well.
Imagine that.
Right? As far as other, you know, beer money stories, I'm still trying to get my parents, you know, on the net.
On the line.
Yeah, they're still in the dark ages, so I don't do a whole lot for them. They've just gotten to the point with smartphones, you know, they're like, oh, this smartphone thing, you know.
Do they fax you emails or something? Like,
no, they just pick up the phone and call because, you know.
My mom actually mailed me, like, printed out an email and mailed it to me.
Wow.
That's pretty good. Nice. I think as far as...
Kind of like the email that they send you saying my email's not working?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what sort of technology are you introducing to your parents?
Well, smartphones was the first thing. Nice. My mom, I actually got my mom to buy a 928.
Oh, nice.
Oh, there you go.
She's like...
They're discounted right now, actually.
Right. She's like, I like the little flippy tiles, you know.
Nice.
They're pretty cool, you know. I'm like, yeah, they're pretty
flippy
awesome.
Flippy tiles.
The flippy tiles, yeah. But as far as other technologies go, I was able to convert my wife from a iPad to a Surface.
Oh, yeah?
So that happened in probably the last 2 months. And, you know, while you're talking about beer money, I suppose that she allows me to buy beer after, you know, she can do her schoolwork and
that
whatnot.
Works.
So,
yeah, that works. I think that counts. Mm-hmm. I think that counts. AZ Growler Guy says that he did not get dinner plus beer. He had a hamburger, a salad, and a glass of water. Glass of water, a.k.a. Bud Light. No, I'm kidding.
MGD.
Esposito says H2O, that's a good in-between beer. You cannot make beer without water.
Very true. Very essential ingredient.
So you kind of had, what percentage do you think? 80%?
What?
water.
Oh, I thought you were talking about alcohol level inside Bud Light. No, 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 I'm like, no. What kind of Bud Light are you drinking, exactly, sir?
Like, you were 80% of the way to a beer.
Okay.
All he needed was some hops.
You threw some hops and some yeast in there.
Some yeast, yeah.
And you might need some sugars.
Some grains. Yeah. He'd be good to go.
Nice.
Should we move on? Next segment? Should we talk about
beer? It's kind of an awkward transition. I think we should probably go.
All right, let's do that. Let's talk about our third segment. Our third segment, of course, coming off of beer money, we would just do nothing but beer talk.
Do you know what day it is tomorrow?
Saturday.
No. It is the National Home Brewers Day.
It is, and in fact, our favorite local store.
Yes.
Is doing a Learn to Brew Beer.
Right.
We should go to that.
So if you have not had a chance to... And you know people that are interested, if you are into beer and you ever wanted to learn about making beer, you could find your local homebrew store, or LHBS, they call them, local homebrew store.
Libus.
You could actually go there and actually probably have some kind of demonstrations. You get sales. You get other fun stuff like that. If you see other brewers, you can talk to them. So it is kind of like a little cult classic thing that happens. So it's sort of like National Comic Book Day, but for beer geeks.
And how are we celebrating?
Well, I was thinking it's going to be kind of crazy, but I would love to go and actually get some recipe items to be able to make a beer, but I don't know if we're going to call it brew weekend or not.
Yeah.
I'm kind of busy on Sunday.
Yeah, as am I. We've got a bunch of cloud architect guys around.
Yeah.
Doing some stuff there.
I've got my father-in-law's coming into town, so I'm going to have to do some beer money with him. I got some lacrosse games and softball games. Kind of crazy for me on Sunday.
Yeah, and you're heading off to the land down under
packing,
soon. Got
to pack and do some other stuff. So, unfortunately, I at least want to stop in because our local guys are also going to be having a demonstration of the Pico Brew system. They sell the Pico Brews, which is the bread box sized automatic beer making machine for $1,500.
You press a button and it makes beer?
Well, see, you know, I actually want to go and see how it works. I never would buy one because I like making it myself, but it's the box on your thing. You put in all your ingredients for 5 gallons of beer, you attach up the water to the corny keg. And then you press the button, and then it attaches and uses the recipe from a web service that they use. It gets it all done inside that one particular machine, but then it just simply spits it back inside the container. You still have to pitch the yeast in it. You still have to ferment it. You still have to do other stuff.
Sorry, I need another one.
I know. So it'd be kind of cool to see what they're doing, because they actually just released a what I'm going to call the Keurig-sized beer-making device. It's even smaller than the Pico Brew. a little pod of beer. No, it makes a 1 gallon batch. So it'd be like a Mary Jo sized beer development device that they're just releasing or beta testing right now. So I might swing by and see them. I would like to make beer, but I can't. But you know what I have to do, though, is I actually have to go, and it's kind of crazy. I've got to go and refill my CO2 canister because we lost 20 pounds of CO2 while I was in Canada.
How did this happen?
So,
20 pounds. That's
a
lot. That's
a big tank. It's $35 worth of CO2. Not enough to kill you, just so you know.
Yeah, okay.
Unless you stick your head inside of the fridge, the kegerator, while it's leaking, you might end up having a little bit of a hard time. But it turns out that, all of my beer CO2 connectors, the gray ones for all the corny kegs, they're all threaded, and you have to screw on the gas line.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, when I was in there and moving some stuff around, I moved one of the kegs. There was enough tension on the line. It slightly unscrewed one of the hoses and proceeded to slow leak 20 pounds of CO2 out. So all my beer currently has a nice layer of CO2 on it. It's refrigerated, but it's now starting to go flat. And so I've got to go and basically recarbonate some beer, which is kind of crappy because I've got a beautiful 10 gallons of golden ale that wants to be carbonated that's ready to go, and it's in secondary right now. I got to go and at least replace that tonight or tomorrow.
Speaking of ales, we talked at the beginning of the show because we were at the conference room BBC.
Right. I need an update on this, please.
For a meeting. We did actually get a chance to try the new winter ale.
Right.
I'm going to say I'm surprised at the amount of hops.
It's a malty hops? They advertise as being very malty.
It's very hoppy. It's very hoppy. And
it's the Pacific Northwest syndrome, man, I tell you.
Citrus-esque.
Like, what is it with this place?
I don't know, but I can tell you I went to I've been hanging out at the Rock Bottom in Seattle because they closed the Bellevue location. I'm a creature of habit. What can I say? The head brewer who used to do Bellevue is now in Seattle, and he is making some incredible beer. He did a black lager which is insanely good.
Right.
The porter that he's got on right now is ridiculous. And then their Oktoberfest that they do, they call it the Rocktoberfest, is actually very, very, very good. It's a nice, malty, good, you know, fall-ish beer. So I've been enjoying some of that. There's still four beer left I need to try, because they've got more taps for their, you know, in-house brewed beer. At the Seattle location than they do.
I think you're going to have to start, because now that you've got that fruit device, you're going to have to start periscoping your beer sampling.
Yeah? Do a little.
Here is Patch with the Rocktober. Not too bad.
Yeah, the Black Lager, they call it the Schwartz beer. Schwartz beer. And Adam Baum has confirmed that in the chat room that they are Adam Baum approved.
Schwartz beer?
Yeah, Schwartz beer.
Are Baum approved. Not bad.
Yeah, yep. Bad. Adam Baum likes this.
Andy, yourself, any recent beverages of the malty of nature that you've had recently that you'd like to share?
Well, last night.
What was your thought for last night?
It was a great place. BBC is a fantastic brewery.
Just so you know, Belvedere Conference Company room. Does not have any affiliation with the show.
Conference
They're
room.
Not paid advertisers, and they're not receiving any kind of benefits from this individual show.
And we're not receiving any benefits other than drinking their beer.
Right.
And paying for
which
it.
Is fantastic.
Yes.
So,
I only had I had their amber ale last night. I forget what it
the
was
KZOK
called.
The KZOK amber ale.
Yeah, that
I still haven't tried that one.
That's fantastic.
Is it hoppy?
Good.
Is it pretty smooth? Red ale? What is it?
I thought it was pretty smooth.
That's amber. It's not red.
Correct.
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 Yep. Okay.
They do have a red, but I don't believe it's theirs. I believe it's a guest tap, the red.
Oh, that red was a guest tap, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Reds. I always have been. And it probably goes back to the days of when I finally got old enough to drink. One of the clubs that I DJ'd at would have, I believe it was Thursday or maybe it was Friday. I think it was Friday. They did 25-cent drafts. Now, granted, they were little small plastic cups.
8-ounce glasses.
But what we would do is just kind of roll in and we'd throw down a $5 bill. And he would just keep bringing us beer, and then that was only for the first hour that they were open, and then the very last beer he would give us the big steins because those were also half price. So yeah, I was doing a lot. I mean, the choices were Bud Light or Killian's, so I'm going with the Killian's.
Nice. Go for the premium.
Yeah. So yeah, quite good. I've just been a fan of Reds ever since, and Rock Bottom does a nice red. Though I'm not sure if they have it at the Seattle location. That's what I have been drinking previous
Sundays. We haven't
done
a red since the Rooster Tail.
You're right.
On the Beer Team 6 side.
You're right. Absolutely.
I need to find a good one.
Easy Growler Guy says, the rice pudding porter from Huss Brewing is yum.
That's interesting.
You
get stuck in your teeth, though.
Yeah, it seemed...
a little chewy back.
Huh.
Yeah. We've gone spiraling out of control once again.
Once again, that's like the weekly.
I know, right?
It just happens. When you start talking about beer, it just kind of goes downhill.
I know. Anything else on the beer front? Any good, beers that you've tried lately? Something that you're kind of hooked on?
I'm looking over here at our sound guy. Come on, man. Anything different you haven't had recently?
The only thing different that I had recently, God, what was the... It was one of the beers that Simon Bisson and Mary Branscombe brought over from England for me. And it was actually in a can, and it was really good, and I can't remember the name of it right offhand.
Well, that's useful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's a beer. It's in a can. It's from England.
Yeah,
it's
so if you ever have a chance to have a can of beer in England, it's probably really good
at
Corona
really
J-Shock.
Sorry.
Very, very good.
I failed.
I have a question for you, man. When you buy a new fridge... Because you have bequeathed, your current fridge to the brewery.
I am.
We need to organize that.
We do need to organize
that. So it's now got to wait till the end of November now.
It's got to wait at least until the first weekend of December.
Okay. So that's because you're away as well?
I'm away almost every weekend except for the one weekend you're away.
You have to stop speaking at SharePoint Saturdays.
I don't have to stop.
You know, because
you can't stop me. You can only hope to contain
it's affecting the amount of beer you're able to make.
Tell me about it.
Just so you know.
I know.
You can consume more when you're on the road, but you can't make it.
But the problem is I can do them on. I can do brewing on Sundays, but...
Sundays are busy.
I got lacrosse. I got softball. Yeah.
One of those things.
I can only do it after 1 p.m.
Nice.
Pacific time.
We do have a TV in the brewery, too.
Yes, but you don't have NFL Sunday ticket. Therefore, I cannot watch the Houston Texans.
You're welcome to buy it on my subscription if you want. What is it, like $50 or something?
You're on the Comcast. You can't get it there.
No?
No.
The Comcasts?
Yeah. It's not Comcastic.
No, what is it?
It is not. It is DirecTV.
DirecTV.
I have a DirecTV dish.
You probably don't have service, and you don't want to sign up for service because it's a 2-year lock-in.
But it's just for that one thing.
We can write it off. Doesn't work like that.
Okay.
Doesn't work like
I'm trying.
That. Okay.
I'm trying.
10 minutes left to go in the show. We should probably cover off our last couple of segments here.
Beer money. No, not beer money.
Random spending.
Random spending. Oh, I stood in line last night. I got a ticket at 6 o'clock at night.
For what?
To pick up my copy, physical copy of Black Ops.
Call of Duty Black Ops.
And Black Ops. At 9:05, when they were allowed to sell it, because it was midnight Eastern is when they were allowed to release it, I was able to go and pick it up.
Oh, see, I like the... Now, I wish more companies would do that, because being in the Pacific Northwest, that means that...
You have to wait till ever, and everyone's already played it.
Yeah.
But the hilarious thing was, I'm in there, I'm like number 46 or something like that.
And number 43?
Yeah. So they said, okay, here's your ticket, here's your number, you paid for it, thank you very much. I refused all the upsells they try to do. No, I don't need this protection.
You want to buy a watch?
No, I don't want to buy a watch. I don't want to go off and buy a PS4, thank you very much. or I don't want to pre-reserve Fallout 4, because I already have. They said, okay, so come on back and you will start to open up the doors at 9 o'clock. You'll be able to go off and buy this. I'm like, okay, great. I'm like, what if I show up at like 9:30? It's like, you'll probably be the only one in the store. I'm like, well, there you go. Like, so I literally showed up at like 9:35. There is no one in the store. I just walk in, I walk up the front and she says, see, I told you.
Because I'm like,
where's the lineup? Where is everybody?
Everybody just gets crazy for the wanting to be first, right?
And what's even more hilarious was I went back, I looked at the Twitter stream, and I saw that Thurot was sitting there hitting the refresh button on the Xbox One, waiting for the minute to arrive when he could actually play. He took a selfie with his son waiting to play the game at like 11:59:58 or something like that. And then magically, bong, the tile became live in Xbox.
AZ Growler Guy asked, does children's braces count as random spending if it was not planned? No, because that's not fun.
Yeah.
Random spending is typically about fun stuff.
Right.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
So last night, I have a random spending story. Last night, we were at Conference Room BBC watching the footballs and enjoying the conversation and beer. And on my way back, I thought, you know, video only is on the way home. I should just swing by.
Oh, no.
Because in the master bedroom, I've been using an LCD TV, which is probably Gen 1 of the LCD TVs. It was, you know, 17 and a half inches thick.
And it's only like 16 inches diagonal or something?
No, it's like 18.
Okay.
18 inches diagonal. So I thought, I think it's time for an upgrade. And we are at the tail end of the model years for a lot of the televisions. Because they're going to start coming out as you start getting closer to Christmas. And then, of course, more importantly,
Black Friday is coming up too.
Black Friday, as well as that big sporting event in early February that you can't say the name of.
It's the
Superb Owl.
Superb Owl.
Yes, the Superb Owl.
What?
Well, because the name of the event, it's trademarked.
You can't
by the National Football League.
You can't even say it?
No.
No. Not without paying them money.
Not without paying them.
You can't say the super...
Beep. The Superb Owl.
With a bowl.
Yeah.
Wow.
So...
I did not know that.
I thought, hey, why not stop in? And I stop in, and I'm looking at this nice little LG. Now, I don't need a smart TV because I've got Xboxes and DVD Blu-ray players that do all of this stuff.
I don't need a smart TV.
No, I need a dumb TV.
I'm already smart enough. That's smarter than your average bear.
Well, I went and looked, and I was between two models, and I said, what's the difference between this model and this model? He says, one has the apps, the other doesn't. But just so you know, you should buy the app version because they load faster than what you have on your Blu-ray.
Wait, what?
And
that was his selling point?
Yes.
So he's been over to your house and know you have a Blu-ray in there too?
Well, I mentioned that I had a Blu-ray. Oh, that's okay. Why I didn't need it. And okay. I had Xbox. And I'm like, it loads faster. I think it loads fast enough. I'm watching shows.
I would it's like to have like a TV. I don't have to worry about doing firmware updates and patches for the latest exploits for the different things. Right?
That's just the security hat in
and I'm just trying to think. I'm watching. It's not like I need low latency because I'm playing first-person shooters via the television.
Well, and when it comes to those that have the integrated, smart applications, whatever, what happens in 2 years when the processors are 2 years old and can't run the applications and they don't support them and blah blah blah?
Yeah,
but your monitor's still good for the next 3, 4, 5 years.
Right, and with prices of Blu-ray players nowadays, the difference in the price was the next generation Blu-ray player when I finally break down to buy one in 2 years, right? Because I never buy the latest and greatest.
Exactly. Or the Rokus or the iFruit devices that are...
Yeah, all those internet TVs or even the Xbox, which works just fine.
Yeah.
I think the smart TVs are a fad. They'll go away.
So I was doing some research. I'm like, well, what is the model number? And he tells me, and I've got my phone out. And he's like, so it's a little... And this is what I love about it. I was going to look at the reviews. He's like, oh, it looks like Amazon. The price is blah. Well, we'll match that price. I wasn't even looking for the price. And he's already discounting
look at my
it
phone,
for me.
Sir.
He's already discounting it for me. And
I'm
of
just
course
checking my email.
Yeah, exactly. It's last year's model. Mm-hmm. So it says $600 retail or $550 retail TV I get for $289. And I'm standing there and I'm hemming and hawing, knowing they close at 8.
Yep.
And then he comes in with another $10 off just as they're closing because he wants the sale.
Nice.
I'm like, done. So I got a new TV.
And basically the $10 off covers the batteries for the clicker.
No, because I just also upgraded to the Xfinity X1, and I just have a single clicker for everything now. So.
Yeah. Yep.
And I've got the new one. Have you seen the new one with the new boxes?
No.
They're tiny. They're basically small little
I've got the new box inside the garage.
Well, that's the previous version.
Yeah.
That's
even smaller?
It's even smaller.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I was letting a little thing I didn't know about this. Ned, I was traveling with Ned Pyle, the server guy, for Vegas a couple weeks ago.
You want me to pick up that name you dropped?
Well, it's just Ned. He's cool.
It's just Ned.
Ned listens to the show. Like Jeffrey Snover that I was hanging out with there as well.
Okay, continue on.
Anyway, he's talking about he actually goes and logs into his Xfinity account and streams the TV that's recorded on his DVR back to his webpage in the hotel room. So that he can watch his shows.
So now they actually we have apps for that and I asked when upgraded.
I don't have an app for that on this.
But
one.
You can also do it via the webpage.
Okay, I'll have to check it out.
And I asked the guy about it, and he's like, "Yeah, the latest version of the update, the software updates that they run on the system allow you to do that." Yep. So it's and I'm like,
so
my
I have to figure this out.
Not just the stuff that is on demand, my recordings. They're like, "Yeah, the stuff you record," and I'm like, "That's awesome."
I have to figure that out for Australia next Wednesday before I go.
You may have to proxy.
I have a data center in 24 regions that I can use. So I'm okay.
And you have to pay for bandwidth in and out of those data centers.
That's not much. That's good. We have, 3 minutes to go to name the show? We should probably get on here.
Yeah, we got to name the show.
And digress.
I've got more random spending, too.
Okay, well, we need to ask our guests about one.
I'm basically buying new cars. But anyway, we'll talk about that in a fortnight.
New cars?
Do you have any random spending? Have you bought anything cool?
I do. We're big gamers in my house. My son and I, we game all the time.
6-year old is a nasty Minecraft addiction right now.
Oh, yeah, big time. That and anything Mario Brothers. So we've got a Wii U that he plays all the time.
Is it good on the Wii U?
It is pretty decent.
You know, I'm investigating those.
We just picked up Mario Maker, which you can make any Mario course you want to. Right. And you can make it go back and look like the original NES version if you want. You change the skins and stuff, and that thing is like crack for 6-year-olds. I can never get him to stop playing it. So we'll do this thing where we make courses for each other to play. And of course, his are always impossible. There's like a wall of Bowsers you have to walk through, you know. So we picked that game up. And also I picked up Halo 5 during my time here this week. So I'll be playing that when I get back. And going to be playing Fallout 4 later this month when it comes out. So
Battlefront?
Star Wars Battlefront? Yes.
Star Wars Battlefront,
playing that
that's
one
what I'm
well.
Looking for.
Yeah. I don't know how I'm going to get anything done this month.
I'm sensing a wrestling in the force, Luke.
Yes,
I
exactly.
I think it's called the band is starting to come in.
No, we're good. Listen, I have called for naming of the show in the chat room.
Okay.
So we already have our three work safe words.
What is it?
We are Nano Robin BBC.
Nice. Got it. I'm taking my notepad note.
Nano Robin BBC. Frederick said Nano.
Got it.
Frederick said Nano. Nano Ramen BBC.
Make it so.
Kevin.
Done.
Oh, man. Kevin. Should we change it? We're going to change BBC to Skittles. Okay. Change BBC to Skittles. Yep. Just because Kevin Hoyle, who's new to the chat room, yelled Skittles.
There you go, and man. So,
yep.
You got to be quicker up there, Vancouver.
Nano Ramen Skittles is the episode name for the show, which is in 2 weeks' time, not next week. 2 weeks' time. A fortnight's time. And we're not sure if you're going to be here. You've got to connect in.
We'll work it out.
We'll work it out? All right. Well, it's time
for
the
band at,
yeah, they're always late. And just as we say that, they walk into the room. Well, that does it again for another exciting episode of the Patch and Switch Show. Big thank you to Andy Sandwich for joining us.
Yep, thank you.
Always good to see you, sir.
Yeah, it's good.
It's been a good week. It's been a good week. Lots of beer consumed with Andy Sandwich. I want to also send a big shout out to those amazing people who make up our chat room. Let's start going down the list here. Neighbor Geek, first time into the chat room. Welcome. Kevin Hoyle as well. Veronica, so great to see you last night. AZ Growler Guy, Esposito, Fair Brit, hello SX Girl. We've got One Wise Geek, Vizio MVP, my main man Adam Bomb 00, Ledwig, and CG Footman, along with the legendary Tom Kupka. Send us Revolution beer, please. Until next time, that's it from the Patch and Switch Show. Have a weekend, everybody.